Welcome, everyone, to the Republic House Call of Representatives. I'm Representative Mark Binder, doing the admin work tonight. It's Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024, and tonight we'll be having a teaching by Dr. Mosley. Going to be recording that he did earlier, as he's still a little bit under the weather. And then we're going to have time for discussion. And before we do that, though, would somebody like to open us up in prayer? Okay, I could do that. Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, thank you for watching over us as an eagle watches over her young and protects them from danger. Thank you for the many blessings that you give us, both seen and unseen, that allow us to take ground back from our adversaries. In the name of Yeshua, help us to unite together with one mind and one heart to save humanity along with our beloved Republic. So, Father, strengthen us in mind, body, and spirit to win the battles over dark powers and principalities in the spirit world with our gospel armor on and the piercing light of truth emanating from our spiritual sword that is the Word of God. For you are God, and there is no other. So be with us, each and every one of us, to guide us and to help us to stay on the straight and narrow path of victory, not deviating to the right or left. So, Father, give us supernatural understanding and quick reflexes as the attacks build to crescendo just before victory. As your word states in Revelation 22, verse 11, quote, "And when the time comes, all doing wrong will do it more and more. The vile will become more vile. Good men will become better. Those who are holy will continue in greater holiness." End quote. So cover our nation, our military, and our prophets with the dome protection of Psalms 91 that makes it impenetrable by the enemy of ourselves, our family, and our friends. Give your appointed leaders wisdom and understanding, and by your grace and mercy, God save the Republic, God save the children, and God be the praise and the glory forever and ever. So thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Okay, we'll do roll call. Representative Reed, are you present? Representative Schmidt, are you present?
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin Free State is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Blanton, are you present? Representative Cox, are you present?
Representative Cox from North Dakota is present.
Thank you, ma'am. And, of course, Representative Binder is present as well. All right, so we're going to go on with the teaching of Dr. Mosley, and it was from August 23rd of 2022, so it's been a while. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The laws of life, but before we began, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I've said this in the past, but I think it's worthwhile to repeat. There's a thought process that is very prevalent today concerning the fact that there are no absolutes. And you hear quite often people say, use the phrase, my truth. And whatever my truth is that which is prevailing in my life and sometimes in the lives of others. So even the concept of absoluteness as it concerns to various situations and matters is starting to erode in a very, very rapid fashion. But as many of you have heard me say over and over again, there are some absolutes. And those absolutes from Father God, and the definition that we use for our law of life is an absolute divine truth that governs the consequences of our actions. God's laws of life are absolutes. And also, I think I've mentioned this on several other occasions, but there are so many, even in the body of Christ, we hear the word justice so often. And oftentimes in a courthouse, after a trial has been held, especially one before a jury, and while the jury is out, oftentimes you hear each side make reference to the fact that we're just looking for justice. You heard me say that many buildings in the various cities and towns of this country, they have buildings that they designate as justice centers. And again, so often, people, including believers, take the position that they're looking for justice either through a legislation, they're looking for justice by way of a court ruling, or they're looking for justice by and through an executive order. Now, I'm not at all suggesting that perhaps some semblance of justice may come forth from each of those entities. But the only entity in which and by through that we receive absolute and perfect justice is from God. Because he knows all things. He knows the beginning from the ending. He knows what is necessary to make something right. So therefore, we have what we refer to as the laws of life, and these are kingdom laws. These are the laws of the kingdom, and they supersede all other laws of man. So then, with that said, let's take a brief look at a law of life that we're going to endeavor to share with you this evening, and I would not at all be surprised if no one on the line tonight has heard of this particular law of life. And I'm going to read to you from the Gospel according to St. Luke, and it is the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 11. It's a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. Verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there, watch this wording, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Verse 14. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he, watch this, and he began to be in want. I'm going to read verse 14 again. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. We want to share with you very briefly this evening from the law, not the concept, not the precept, not the principle, but the law of waste and want. The law of waste and want. I submit to you early on, regardless of how much I may have or how much you may have or how much anyone else might have, if we waste deeply enough and waste longingly enough, we will find ourselves in want, and it is an absolute. It is an automatic. All I have to do is keep wasting. I can be a millionaire, billionaire, multi-billionaire. If I continue to waste, I will ultimately find myself in want. What have we done in this country? We're a country of wasters. We wasted oil and gas. And now we find ourselves in want. A couple of months ago in this area, gas was over $5 a gallon. And even out west, I think it was even higher, oil and gas. And now we find ourselves, if not totally dependent, but very heavily dependent on other countries for oil and gas. We find ourselves even now in want. Because of wasting electricity, there are many rumors now about the grid maybe failing and blackouts around the country because we wasted in many homes. I'm sure some of us can relate to this, that everything in the house is blaring at the same time. Empty rooms with all the lights on and with other electrical appliances in full gear all day into the evening. We give no thought to that of being conservative as it relates to electricity. And as we continue to waste, we will find ourselves in want in that area. It goes without saying. What about our water? How we have wasted and polluted water. When we look at accounts around the world of people who, what they would not give for clear, fresh water to drink and to use otherwise, we waste on a regular basis. And now the water is polluted. I remember a time that you didn't have to buy a bottle of water. But in many instances now, you cannot trust the water from the tap that you drink because of waste. My father had a saying, and I've heard him say it on a number of times. He was a coal miner in Alabama. He worked hard 5 days a week in a dangerous situation. And we were never necessarily in any serious want because he was a good provider. But there was a saying during those days that you could throw more out of the back door than you can bring into the front door. Waste and want. Clothing. Every year when school starts, you hear it said that we've got to get school clothing and book bags. Well, my question is, what happened to all of the book bags from the year before? I'm sure all of them weren't depleted and dilapidated and unusable. Why each year? But it's a cost of waste. I remember growing up, and this goes back a number of decades now, for the school year, I would get two new shirts, two new pairs of trousers. And when I came home from school, I had to remove those school clothing. And not just remove the clothing and throw it someplace around the room on the floor. I had to hang each item up. And I didn't get another set of clothing until the end of that, not that full school year, but to the end of that semester. Because my family, and especially my dad and my mother, they recognized, they may not have referred to it as such, but they recognized waste and want. Look what we've done to the air. The thing that's interesting to me, how we polluted natural resources in this country, and now we want to go to the moon and pollute it. A country of wasters. Our air is polluted. Now let's look at some other areas where waste and want applies. What about gifts and talents and special abilities? There are some individuals who are extremely gifted, extremely talented, some remarkable special abilities, and hold themselves out to be believers. And they will not exercise those gifts for the benefit of the body of Christ. There are some people and even some believers who are time wasters. There are some people who are not satisfied unless they're at least slightly late. And not only will they be late, but they will cause you to be late because they are time wasters. And we're going to get into a few more laws of life before we close tonight to show how there are other laws of life that come into play as it relates to the law of wasting are the law waste and want. There are some who are just word wasters. You know, the word of God speaks to us about wasting words, that we're accountable for every idle word. Word wasters. And there's another thing I recall in growing up. Waste not and want not. Because, as I said earlier, if you waste long enough, you will, and that's an absolute, you will find yourself in want. So, just briefly, how do some other laws of life come into play as it relates to the law of waste and want? One being the law of accountability and responsibility. The word says that every one of us must give an account of himself to God, and that includes that which we may have or may be wasting. The law of song and reaping, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If I'm sowing seeds of waste, I can only expect a harvest that is consistent with what I have planted. The law of success. How will I ever be completely successful if I'm a waster? If I'm a waster in every component of my life, how can I anticipate being successful, because the waste will negate the success? I can go on and on through the law of exaltation and abasement, the law of notice and warning, the law of agreement, the law of work, the law of reputation and character. If I get a reputation of being a waster, people are very reluctant to even give me anything because they know I'm going to waste it. The law of forfeiture. If I waste long enough, I'm going to forfeit my opportunity to receive anything else in that particular area. There's the law of the pattern. If I've developed a pattern of being a waster, then again, people are reluctant to put anything under and in my charge. The law of provision, certainly, that is impacted if I am a waster. So I could go through those 49 or so other laws of life and show how each of those laws of life are impacted as it relates to the law of waste and want. My question is, have we in this country come to be so accustomed to waste that we're so far along that I don't know what, if anything, it will take to turn us around? There are messages now, some of you have heard about, that there will be a food shortage in the United States of America. Other shortages are predicted because of the fact that we wasted the blessings that God has brought to us and made available to us in this country. So I just want each of us to be aware and mindful, not just individually, but to those who are close to us, how significant it is to be mindful and appreciative of not being a waster, because we do not want to find ourselves in want. With that, Mr. Speaker, I yield.
Well, that was definitely a good teaching, I think. There's several laws of life that we could talk about that are in that. Of course, sowing and reaping, like you mentioned. And, of course, the parable of the prodigal son, forgiveness. And seed plant harvest, I guess, too. So open the floor up for any comments, criticisms about the teaching. Floor is open.
Oh, this is Representative David Schmidt.
Yes, sir. You have the floor.
Well, one of the things that they're, one thing that should be doing is, like, over 90% of prescription medications are made in China. And right now we're having political tension with China, and they might just decide to pull a stunt and decide, okay, we're going to refuse to send prescription medications to the United States and just sit back and watch all the people that are on medications just start dropping like flies. And we've also had that there. We've had 3 years ago, we had, you know, transportation supply line issues as well. You know, we had shortages and that because goods weren't being transported the way they should have been. You know, those are things you got to kind of watch out for. And with that, I yield the floor.
Those are good points. Kind of like waste not, want not, especially prescriptions. You want to not waste any of those if you need them. That's a good point.
This is Representative Robin Cox. I have a comment.
Yes.
I've seen There's people just waste food, like just liberally waste food, and just breaks my heart to see all the food that people waste, which is perfectly good. This is not spoiled food. It's food. It's good food just because, you know, they don't like it or whatever. And it's just sickening. And someday there's going to be a food shortage, and then what will people do? You know what I'm saying? And then people waste paper that you can write on a whole blank page, and people just throw it away, throw paper away, page after page after page. And then there's after some, you know, on the food, if it's one day after the expiration date, it gets pitched. And there's the thing with it is the food, if it's past the expiration date, but if it still smells good and looks good, it's certainly, you can still use it, I think. I think people should look more at the smell and the look and how it looks before they just up and pitch it, you know what I'm saying? I yield.
Very good point. Representative Schmidt, did you have another comment?
I was going to say, to mention that there, for the medications, that there, one of the things that there is also eating healthy and watching what you eat and not putting all kinds of chemicals and stuff like that in your body. I started doing that 32 years ago, and I'm one of those people. I am personally not on any medications, and I have not had to go to the doctor in 21 years, just so everybody knows. So if you do have a medication shortage, I'm not going to be one of the ones that get hit. Because I started a long time ago, took a change in my diet and change in, you know, all the like cleaning products and personal care products, you know, got all natural, everything straight across the boards. They're trying to reduce the chemicals in my body. I think that's one of those sowing and reaping type of thing. You know, sow that there, you put all kinds of chemicals in your body and eat GMO foods and stuff like that and for a long period of time, and then you start getting all these chronic illnesses, and that kind of, you know, comes into it, you know, comes into sowing and reaping. And I decided to put that in there, and with that, a yield.
Very good points, Representative Schmidt. Very good. I know I'm also on board with what you're saying there. I usually go to nature for my medicine cabinet whenever possible. And, God gives you everything that you need. All you have to do is use it. It doesn't have to be made in a lab and synthesized. You can, there are definitely alternatives and usually better alternatives in many cases. So, very good points. Very good points. I think that was a good teaching tonight. I just wanted to put out a little bit that we should at least be seriously thinking about getting maybe a House admin or Speaker of the House, something that can that would have the agreement with the representatives to be able to get on the House admin website and utilize that and help bring the Republic forward, at least until we get a quorum of states. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, too, if you don't mind. I yield.
The only thing is, what, is there an actual house that, are you referring to the what is it, the republichouse.org?
Yeah, house admin at republicunitedstates.org, I think is what it is. Yep.
Okay, that's the email address then.
Yep, that's the email. That's if you have questions about the Republic House to the speaker or whomever, the admin, you can direct it that way. Or if you want to do, we wanted to exchange PDF files for papers or something that we wanted to talk about, that would probably be the better way to do it than a text message type scenario. And I'm sure there's a lot of other responsibilities. Maybe I could put a list of what those responsibilities might be for the house admin, and can go for there. Or, you know, it's a complete open discussion. You can go the other way too if you want and talk about a speaker of the house, but might be wise to wait till we have a quorum of states and then elect a speaker of the house. I yield.
Yeah, I think that would be better to wait until we get the quorum before we get a speaker. And I yield.
Yes, sir. The house is open for discussion. Floor is open. Okay. Well, if you look on the Republic website and go to the legislator archive calls, last week I believe I brought up the importance of the Speaker of the House, what it means, and possibly House admin, and I did some readings and stuff like that from the Constitution and also from the Manual of the House of Representatives in 1859, where they decided that after the if the president need to be expired or replaced, then the vice president, and then if not the vice president, then the speaker of the House pro tempore, and if not that person, then it would fall into the House of Representatives, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. And that's all the far that went before 1861, to the best of my knowledge. So anyway, if you want to review that or something like that, it's there. I did make a mistake in it, and I apologize for that, but I'm only human. And I yield. Okay, there's no other comments about that piece of business, then we can move on. I'll try to contact all the reps and see if they can be on the next call. And we might have two additional reps here in the very near future, too. Okay, so the floor is open for anything you'd like to bring to the floor, any kind of closing comments or anything. Anything newsworthy or it's on your heart? All right. Well, if not, then I'd like to entertain a motion, a request for somebody to make a motion to reconvene.
Okay, this is Representative David Schmitz. From Wisconsin Free State, making a motion to adjourn and reconvene on Tuesday, August 6th at 8 p.m. Central. Was that a yield?
I second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? All right, the motion carries. And before we leave, would someone like to close us in prayer?
I would be happy to do that. This is Representative Robin Cox.
Yes, Representative Robin Cox, you have the floor.
Lord Jesus, I pray. I thank you, Lord, for this for this legislative call that we've had tonight and what we've learned. Lord, I pray that you would I pray your angelic hedge of protection around each legislator, around each representative, around each senator. Lord, I ask that you would cause the Republic to grow, and Lord, that you would keep us, that you would help to continue to be the center of our republic, Lord Jesus. And I ask that you would have mercy on our country, Lord, that you would keep us out of World War III, turn our nation back to you, Lord God. And, Lord, I ask that you would keep us safe, Lord. Keep us out of World War III, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, have mercy on our country. Lord, don't destroy our country. Lord, don't destroy our Constitution. And Lord, bring us back safely to the next legislative session on August 6th. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.